Day 2, the Helmet of Salvation. Devotional. Our minds are the primary battleground in spiritual warfare. This is why Paul specifically mentions the Helmet of Salvation as crucial protection. Think of it as an advanced combat helmet with a direct line to headquarters, to God Himself. When we put on this helmet daily, we're not just protecting ourselves from harm, we're tuning into heaven's frequency. We're reminding ourselves that we belong to God, that our identity is secure in Him, and that the outcome of the war has already been determined. Salvation isn't just something that happened in our past when we first believed. It's an ongoing reality that transforms how we think about ourselves and the world around us. When doubts come, our helmet reminds us we're forgiven. When fear attacks, it reminds us we're protected. When shame whispers, it declares we're redeemed. Today, consciously put on your helmet of salvation. Let it guard your thoughts against the enemy's lies. Remember that you can't earn God's love through perfect behavior, you've been adopted into His family by grace. This helmet doesn't just protect you, it connects you to the source of all truth and power. Bible verse. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:17. Reflection question. How might your day look different if you consciously remembered your identity as God's beloved, forgiven child in every situation you face? Quote, you can't be holy enough. You can't be good enough. You can't be perfect enough. All you can be is adopted into the family of God. Prayer. Father, I put on the helmet of salvation today. Guard my mind against deception and doubt. Help me to live in the reality of who I am in You, forgiven, redeemed, and secure. May my thoughts be aligned with Your truth as I face today's challenges. Amen.